What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Boss Man Show, new head coach, UT Arlington Mavs down there in Arlington, Texas, where the Cowboys play at with Jerry World and the Walmart across the street over there. It is my man, KT Turner. What's up, KT? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, living life, brother. Trying to count down here to this vacation run I got coming up in a few days, man. So trying to get to that vacation. Get those islands, man, and get you that sun, brother.
Man, no doubt. No doubt. You got to get that relaxation time in.
Man, what you said, because as you know, the Hawks are charged September 25th, and it's going to be running fast to get to that media day. So, got to enjoy that just downtown while I got it, you know.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt.
Now, brother, let me ask you this, man. Like, for you, man, you know, you had a great job in Kentucky, man, and the opportunity came open for you, man. Tell me about the opportunity in Arlington, being the WAC conference. What about this job really stood out to you? Say, hey, I want to jump this job and go forward and get it, man.
I feel like it was a sleeping giant. I played here for a year and a half, 2 years, long, long time ago. But I've always had my, since when I started coaching, I always had my eye on this job. Just the location, it's a lot of players around Dallas. It's a lot of players in the state of Texas. Even the states around Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, the facilities are unreal. The conference is really good. And I just thought it was a situation it was tailored for me.
No doubt. Brother, let me ask you this, man. Like, you know, my dad's a coach, maybe coaching for years, maybe 84 years old next month, man. You know, I know he talked about he wanted to coach, he wanted to help out young men. So for you, Coach Turner, like, what was your why to want to get into coaching and what you want to make this your life journey and life's path?
One, my mother was a upward bound counselor at universities, and my father was a college coach for 16 years. So I grew up in a house where I always saw them having the players, my dad's players and my mom's students at the house all the time. And I grew up just watching them help young people. And that's what I learned. And that's what I love to do. I love to see players reach their dreams and goals and aspirations. So that's my why, is to really help these young people out.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, with my dad, man, on Father's Day, man, his phone blows up from all his old players, man, taking him what he did for him. And then I'll take him to their weddings and bar mitzvahs and their baby shower reveals, gender reveals. So seeing how those, you know, me and my dad coach, still, to this day, they hit him up, and he's a part of their lives, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the best, man. That's one of the best things about coaching is when guys move on. Now I feel like I'm getting old because guys are having kids and getting married, but I love like talking and running in and hanging out with my old former players. I've had about, I say, 11 come up to the school so far since I've had a job, and I run into them every chance I can see them. Like, you know, the ones that's in the NBA, I always try to check them out. But I love it. That's what I love about my job is being able to hang around those guys. And like you say, like your pop said, man, especially when they move on and you get to have those conversations and hang out with them after they played, it's great.
No doubt, man. You know, for me, for my coaches as well, like, stuff that my dad would tell me, Coach Turner, like, because my dad was like, it's my dad. But when I got to Tennessee State and was told different stuff, it sticks with me because it wasn't my father to give me the messenger, I guess. But even then, they still that down for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just wonderful, man.
Yeah, I tell guys all the time, especially when I'm recruiting them, like, man, it's not a 4-year commitment. It's a lifetime commitment with me and our staff. So that's how we do it.
No doubt. And for you, Coach, man, tell us about the pulse of your program. Like, for what's the ideal arts and math for you? What things these young men must come in character-wise to be part of your program that they must really be about?
One, you just said it. They got to have high character. They got to have high character, and I'm about toughness. Because in life, you're gonna have tough times. You're gonna have to be mentally tough and tough to get through those things. So I'm all about toughness and being a good teammate and sharing the ball, things like that. But the main thing is having character and be coachable on and off the court.
No doubt. And how has it been, man, with these workouts you've been having, Gavin got on campus for 4 hours, man, how much are you like installing like concepts and schemes versus just trying to individually develop them and see what they can do so you can kind of assess them in August about when they get on campus again about what you have as you prepare for that first game in November?
That's what we've been doing. A lot of individuals, seeing how they mesh together, how they play, getting them better. Like I always say, the summer is about the players. And when the season starts, it's about the team. But it's about them individually getting better. And one thing about this group, they love to play. I mean, they always in the gym playing ones, two-on-two, pickup ball. They always getting in extra individuals in with each other. This group really, really likes to play basketball, and I haven't seen that in a long time with some teams I've been around.
Man, that is so crazy you say that because, man, you know, when you have guys who want to get in the gym and actually play, you not have to be coach to effort, coach accountability, coach energy, those are the best teams I've been a part of. We didn't have to really drag dudes to want to work, man, because when dudes got to be dragged to work, it's like, man, you want to be out there, bro. Like, why are you even here? But see, yeah. Your guys want to be in the gym, so it's the whole different story right there. You ain't
gotta
coach that stuff.
I love it. I mean, they play like most kids nowadays. They don't play pickup ball. They always playing pickup ball one on one. Like they talk a lot of stuff now. It's a lot of stuff talking going around here now.
Man, I remember those good days, man. Like, good old days. You get out of school, man. Get up the school bus. You come find the house that has a goal, man. You get out there balling to dark, man.
The dark, oh, yep. To the lights go out, yep.
You know. Talking mad junk, man. Like, man, yeah. That was the thing, man. Like, I feel like these young dudes don't have that passion you and I had in our generation. We man, that's what we did, man. Got completely hooping. We're not just playing the game all day.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, I love this group. They love to play. They love to play. I like it.
No doubt, man, I was just being in the WAC conference, brother. How's it been scheduling wise? Is it more so you have to, you know, do home and homes, 2-for-1s, or you got to buy games, or they buying you? How was that dynamic being in the WAC for scheduling games, man, so you went from the Power 5 as you did?
Yeah, one is the scheduling is a tough thing to do. But our non-conference schedule is pretty tough, and I have a lot of guys on staff to help with it. But we have 4 buy games where we're getting bought. And then we're playing Oral Roberts, Texas State, North Texas, really good schools. Like, we have a really, really tough non-schedule, Air Force. And then the WAC, they went from 18 games to 20. So we had to schedule a couple less games, but the scheduling piece is a rough thing to go through, but it's very, very important. And you have to know what you're doing.
Man, what you said, because I know being at Tennessee State, you get them bye games, bro. You can come back to OPC play like 2-11. You got to keep your mindset together because that can get to you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, you got to really balance it out before it being too hard versus, but yeah, you got to get bought, man. Fans don't understand that either. When you got to get bought, it's a whole different ball game than when you just pick your opponent.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. It's a whole different ball game.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you know what, man? You kind of mentioned earlier, man. Like, you guys, you have a drove of talent. You just draw a circle around Dallas and find talent. And, you know, but I do feel like with you being pretty much in Dallas and you're in the middle of the country, you can recruit nationally, too, and get guys that want to come there because of Dallas, the connections, the networking. And do you feel like that's something you're selling in recruiting, especially when you're getting that, get inside the portal, trying to get young men who are maybe from Texas or left or guys want opportunity to, hey, come to Dallas, we can definitely get you networking. If you play well here, you can go on, play professionally, but the G League or Europe, yeah, overseas. If I can think, you know, the location is so great, my brother.
Yeah, it's the location is unreal. And I was one of those kids. I was in Kansas in high school, and I never stepped foot in Dallas, and I came on a visit here, and I'm like, man, this is unreal here. So it's a lot of it. We can get them to campus. A lot of kids are like, man, it's really nice here. I didn't know it was nice like this here. But that's the, like you say, location, it grates. And like, we can recruit nationally, like you say. Like, we recruit Dallas really hard. We recruit the state of Texas hard. But there is, like, we've gotten kids from California, all over. So we do recruit nationally because it is a place that people come and they like it. And then the airport's 15 minutes from campus. So the direct flights going everywhere all throughout the country. So it's a good situation for kids that's not around here to come to.
As you mentioned offline, you was in Atlanta recruiting at Lake Point, the different events around during the live period weekend there. So talk about recruiting in Georgia, talent of the basketball, whether it be AAU and whether it be high school ball in Georgia, and it's a talent you can find by coming to Georgia and find guys that fit your system and can really be plug and play guys based on how they just trained in the state for AAU and high school ball.
Yep, Georgia is a lot like Texas in my opinion. There's so many good players there in the state of Georgia, all across Georgia, but especially Atlanta. We want to recruit the state of Georgia if we can. You know, we'll be in there trying to get somebody.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach. Coaches have told me this offline. I'm going to say it's online. The guys have told them they committed to them because they came on the Boss Man Show. So a lot of guys don't know me around here. So there have been coaches who have said to me, I've got some guys from Georgia because coming on your show. So, Coach, trust me, come on this show. You help get young men that want to commit to you. I've been told this by stories at Lake Point, by coaches telling me, and Lake Point told me this. Told me he heard me on your show. There you go. If you're on your show, you got to be cool. Be on your show.
All right, all we need is one or two. That's all we need.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Y'all feel it, brother. That's what I got for you, man. Now, on this show, Coach, we're foodies on this show, man. So talk about some of the food spots in Dallas we can hit up when we come to town, man, and especially we come with the Hawks to see the Mavs. Where can we get some good food at when we come down there, man?
Man, you got to hit Ocean Prime, Passion Cafe. You got to hit that. We'll get you some good soul food. What kind of food you like?
Man, I'm a wing guy, I'm a barbecue guy, and I'm a fish guy. Like, I like fried fish, man. So, like the barbecue, I like the wings and stuff, man.
You got to hit Passion Cafe then, man. You get everything you want right there.
Man, mark it down. Passion Cafe, we coming. We are coming.
Yes, sir.
Well, man, brother KT, man, it's been fun to have you on the show, my brother. I'm gonna get your number offline, man, once the interview's over, man. So stay in contact with you, my brother. If you want to time recruiting, man, if you need know by a player, let me know. I got you, my brother.
Okay, that's great. Sound good.
All right, folks, it's KT Turner on the Boss Man Show. It's your author, Mav. Check those guys out. Support them out of WAC Conference. What's up, good people? Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.